Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, my name is Beverly Bada, and I just finished doing the survey, and you know, they asked me for my credit card number, and then afterwards, because they said that I'd gotten it, afterwards they said that they gave my credit card number, that I was getting a chance at winning the Makita drill. Is that the way this thing works? If so, I want the thing stopped. I don't want to have you charged for it because I'm not paying. And they didn't tell us how much we were paying for the shipping.
Yes, can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
Yes, it's Beverly Bonne, B-O-N-N-E.
Yes, ma'am. One moment.
You know, one gets a little concerned nowadays, especially now that Norton LifeLock got hacked. I got a call this morning on a different account that they had, and they said that our information might be compromised. And to call back in 3 hours and I'd find out.
Yes, and you said you got a call from your bank?
No. I got a call from you guys.
From us?
Saying, and I did the survey for the Makita iPod drill. And it said, after I answered all the questions and everything, and I gave them the credit card number to pay for the shipping, I find out at the end it says, well, good luck. I didn't pay money, not knowing how much money either, for something you're just getting a chance at. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
It's not the way it was represented. In other words, I was under the impression, and I'm sure anybody else who does that, is under the impression that by answering all the questions, we were receiving the Makita drill. I'm curious. Am I getting a drill? Am I not getting a drill? Did you guys just charge me for a chance of getting a drill?
Yes, ma'am.
You
can
know.
I get your zip code?
89706.
89706, and you said your first name was Beverly?
Uh-huh.
Beverly?
Yes, it is. Beverly Bonne, B-O-N-N-E.
Yes, ma'am. One moment.
Sure, hon.
And then could you verify your mailing address?
605 Jenny Lane, Mound House, 89706, Nevada.
Yes, I mean, I do see there was a claim for the Makita drill that was made. That is a contest entry. It's a chance to win that product.
Okay.
So $7.95 is the entry fee.
That is not how it was explained. So I would like to have you cancel this now that you found it, so that
yes,
my account will not be charged. And what would be about had been charged to me?
So the entry fee was $7.95. However, I can go ahead and cancel your entry and have a refund issued. It takes 3 to 5 days to post.
I thought more of Home Depot than this. You know what I mean?
Yes, I mean, explain the terms and conditions that that's a contest entry.
Yeah, they need to make that more clear for the public to understand that we're not getting, rookied. Because, like I said, I have NortonLifeLock, but they got hacked this morning. And I was told to call them, and I did, and they said, call back in 3 hours. So I've heard 3 hours twice today. So you're saying it's 5 to 7 days before you put the $7.50 back.
That's great.
Wonderful. Okay.
Would you like a
Well,
confirmation number?
yeah, hold on a second, let me.
Hello?
I'm there just a second.
Yes,
Can I push down it? You're right.
yes, I'm just
Please
leaving
go ahead.
it when you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
So it's going to start with C as in Charlie or cat. Two six
2 6
zero five six two seven four three.
3.
That's correct.
Okay. C is in cat 2605677743.
That's correct.
Okay. They ought to really clear that up. If I hadn't caught it, it would have been $7.50 thrown, to the wind. And I don't know about you, but with inflation, that adds up real quick.
Yes, ma'am.
So I thank you for taking care of this for me, and I will be checking my balance daily to find out if it is returned.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for all the customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.